Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So I spent the last week down in Aruba. I learned that the worst people in this entire country aren't Philadelphians, as the media likes to paint us. They're not New Yorkers. It's people from Boston.
Oh, man, I could get on board with that. That's good, yes.
So Aruba is like a huge destination in Massachusetts, supposedly. The proof is in the pudding, because it seems like 9 out of 10 tourists that were down in Aruba happened to have that horrible Boston accent.
Wicked accent,
yeah,
yes.
Packing the car, and they're proud of themselves. They have a name for themselves. I don't think I could say it on air, but it rhymes with a-holes and starts with mass.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you're such mass blanks. And so every time that we were sitting down for a nice dinner, we would be sat down. We paid, you know, $100-$150 for each dinner. We were getting nice dinners down there in Aruba. It's like a table of M-holes came down, sat down next to us, and completely ruined the experience. Talking at the top of their lungs. They're doing it's not just an Italian thing. It's the talking with the hands. It's an obnoxious thing.
My cousin from Boston.
So if you're sitting there having a nice dinner, I got to thank a listener who called in just before the vacations, suggested El Gaucho.
Yes.
It's a steakhouse down there. We went there our final night. We wanted a nice steak, so we took the advice. Went to El Gaucho. It's more of a casual steakhouse, not the white linens, but it has some incredible steaks, and it's an expensive place. So we're sitting there. There's a table in front of me that has a little sign on it saying happy anniversary. There's a table on the other side of the dining room, another happy anniversary couple sitting there. A couple sitting in the middle, and then a group of four guys, clearly from Boston, talking with their Boston accents, come and sit down and make a huge scene. And another table, the table across from them, the other couple happen to be from Boston as well, and start talking about where they're from in Boston at the top of their lungs, while others are trying to have anniversary dinners. In our case, it was a honeymoon dinner. Dom, do you sit there and say something?
Nah, I can't. What are you going to do there?
So Maisie looks at me like she knows who I am, and she knows that I'm the kind of person. I'm a 6'8 guy. I really don't hesitate when I think there's something wrong to speak my mind. She's looking at me, and she's like, please don't make a scene here. Please don't.
What are you going to say? Did you say something?
I did.
Oh, boy.
I said something.
So
a couple in the middle that's entertaining these four guys who are clearly drunk from Massachusetts at the top of their lungs. I lean over the guy. I go, sir, you know, this is the final night of our honeymoon. We're paying a lot of money. We were hoping to have a kind of romantic experience. Is there any way you can not entertain this conversation further? And he looked at me and kind of like he had the like, what are you doing talking to me kind of look. But then he kind of softened up.
Wow.
And looked at me and said, okay. And he stopped having the conversation. And he actually sent free drinks.
Wow.
He ordered drinks for me and Maisie over to our table. But here in Philadelphia, Dom, there's no way I'm saying
kids,
to another
table. Kids, don't try that at home.
It's to another table. But it's just one of those things. One of the gripes I have is I can't say the word, the M-holes. The guys from Massachusetts who talk at the top of their lungs. Another gripe I have about vacation, it's sitting there on the beach enjoying the beautiful sound of the waves lapping against the shore. The winds out there. And someone sits down and starts playing in their little Bluetooth speaker just country music. It's like I'm sitting down here in Aruba. If you want to play Bob Marley or some,
did you say something to that?
No.
Can you change the channel?
No. What we did there is we actually got up and moved.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we got up and moved. But it was an absolutely beautiful vacation down there. I had.
Well, now wait a minute though. No tanning process going on here. That's what Ro wanted to know about. Not much of a tan.
So on Krasnerland, both you and the commenters were saying, "Why is Dom tanner than Dan?" And I have a very fair-skinned wife. My wife is, you know, Irish background and English. And, when we were sitting out on the beach, what they have down in there in Aruba is they have a bunch of cabanas that you can sit under. They're made of palm, and it's really
cool. It's that hot?
Yeah. It wasn't that hot. It was like high 80s, but the sitting in the sun, I don't know what it is, but you sit in the sun for more than 5 minutes, and you start to bake. So they provide everybody cabanas, and you can sit at a cabana and have service, and we were ordering.
Oh, very nice.
So we were sitting there on the beach, Dom. We went to a resort in the center of Eagle Beach, which is a huge destination in Aruba. It's like a top 10 beach according to TripAdvisor in the world. We're sitting there, and we're approached by a server who happens to work for Sbarro.
Oh, you should have called me.
So we're sitting there on the beach in Aruba. We ordered some Sbarro pizza, and I felt horrible about
it. Oh, man. Well, I would have said, isn't there an Olive Garden around here somewhere?
And there happened to be right down the street.
An Olive Garden.
There was an Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
We were thinking maybe we should go just for the stories of the show, but no, we went to, you know.
Okay. All right. What did you order from Sbarro's? Pizza?
We got pizza and chicken tenders.
Yeah, I don't know the pizza. I'm more of a ziti fan from Sbarro's.
There is no good pizza in Aruba.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, not especially.
Now that we're kind of close to where we are with the Money Melody, I was sitting at a beach bar Sunday.
Right.
You can imagine my reaction. Watching the Eagles game Sunday afternoon, and the bar manager halfway through the first quarter comes and posts a sign on the TV saying, at halftime we'll be switching all TVs to the Belgium national soccer game.
Oh, Belgium.
You can imagine I was with a bunch of Eagles fans. There were some there's a lot of Pats fans there. You can imagine the reaction in the bar when that happened.
I'm surprised the bar is still standing there.
I wrote an angry review on Google.
Wait a minute. Is this a honeymoon or is this a pet peeve fest? Bro, you got to call, Ro, and give us your comment. I know you're listening. I told you I would do it around 2 o'clock. If you are, we need some commentary on this, or I'll play it back for you tonight.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.